Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh my goodness. I want to say hi to everybody. Oh my goodness. Listen, I am so excited. The relevance of now. My very special guest, amazing individual, William Linville, is joining me here today. But here's what I want to say. When DeMartini, Mr. John DeMartini, created that opener, I can't even tell you. When we first started out, like 18 years ago or something like that, I had a hard time imagining what he was saying as a reality. That wasn't where I was. I didn't know where I was going, but here I am. And so how is it that we get to where we're meant to get to, or we don't get to where we're meant to get to, and everything in between? Today's show, The Relevance of Now, is so important. I want to introduce you to my friend and colleague here who could literally write the book on this. You know, he is a conduit of presence, clear creator consciousness. And boy, we cannot say enough about how important that is to really embrace in ourselves, to provide us with a little navigational map. But today's show, it's all about how we take that and we bring it down to our day to day. Beyond all of that, I bet if I were to ask him, when did you realize you knew why you were on the planet? He'd still kind of be like where I am today and say, I'm still figuring it out, but I don't want to speak for him. But when you put it all together, he teaches us that we have incredible potentiality. And in helping us understand throughout levels of creation, what we can connect with in the light, what we can dissolve, and what we can become is mentally, emotionally, and so important in our journey. William, it's so great to see you, have you here.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. This is such an honor and a blessing. So thank you so much. It's truly such a beautiful gift.
Look, I really meant it. When DeMartini came on that show and did that thing, that opener that you heard, I thought he had lost his mind. I was not at the place where I could embrace that there was something that I was being guided to do that was so foreign to anything I planned. I want to ask you this question. In all that you are, and in this moment today, I am so curious, how many times in your evolutionary lifetime or lifetimes have you awakened to the fact of, how did I get here?
Well, honestly speaking, as always, I'd say pretty much every day. You know, it takes me back when I was shocked when I was in massage therapy school. I was shocked when that presented after volunteering 3 months in a hospital in San Diego just to prove that I could walk again. And eyesight was back. I could walk again. I was gaining my strength. I took, through vocational rehabilitation, I took all these aptitude tests, and they wanted me to go into electronics, on and on and on. And I said, no, you know, I really want to learn about the body. They said, well, you don't make much money, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, that's not really the point as far as I'm concerned. And it was interesting because I would be watering the plants at the hospital, and I'd be in the cafeteria, doctor's lounge. And it was so humorous that I got in the elevator one day, and And I looked over this lady. So, you know, what's in your 5-gallon bucket? And she lifted up the Ziploc with the a uterus in it.
Oh,
it's like, well,
gosh.
that's kind of interesting. And so it really piqued my knowing. And it's like, there was all this familiarity with going there. And then massage therapy presented. And before that, I got a call, said, okay, we're not going to cover that. And it's like, okay. So I went and got a job that day at the Target store to work the graveyard shift. And it's like, okay, you know, this is my point of sharing this, is that you go with what's presenting. You may have an idea, but it's like, okay, it's presenting or it's not, but I'm not going to give up. So I'm going to do what's necessary right now. And then a day later, I get a call. Okay, hey, we changed our mind. And one thing led to another. And I was like, okay, I'll do alcohol massage. And then I'll incorporate energy work. And then one thing led to another. I was in Las Vegas where I met my angel, my bride. And no, that was new and different. And then one thing led to another. I was traveling the planet, doing events, and now doing all kinds of different things. And it's like still a shock factor every day of how I went from a wheelchair to be right here, right now on your show.
Yeah.
And assisting humanity. And there's like no end to how much it's like, you know, pinch yourself kind of thing. It's like, how did this even happen?
I know, right? It's, you know, I'm not kidding you. 20 years ago, this is my 20th anniversary with the show. And the minute I got behind a mic, right, it was like coming home. And it was so far from anything that I was supposed to do. I went to school for 10 years to get this thing that you put on the end of your name that's supposed to make you a lot of consulting money. And I was depressed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we get here.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you. But see, I want to talk about us getting here because your life, your journey, who you come to be. I want to talk about these things that we call our thoughts for a minute, because I really was clueless in so many ways. But the power of the relevance of now is so important. The misunderstanding, I think, please correct me if I'm wrong, the misunderstanding of the power of the relevance of now is that so many people misunderstood that it's also a guidepost to next.
Yeah, exactly. And what I find so powerful about the relevance of now is that, you know, we can go into, like, you're taught, you're conditioned. Okay, what about tomorrow? What about retirement? What about? Before you know it, you're already sitting in your rocking chair getting ready to step off the planet. Now, you bring yourself right to right here, right now. You know, stepping out of survival, about protecting your home, your toys, your belongings, whatever, including your body. And you bring yourself right here, right now. You take a breath. You even close your eyes, focus your eyes right here towards your pineal and pituitary gland. You bring your consciousness just right through your heart, tuning out everything else, because everything outside of this room, it's kind of fun to play with. You have memory, you have perception, but right now you cannot prove that it's real. You can't touch it, can't smell it, can't taste it. And all the senses are really right here, right now. And this is the only place that you exist. And then you're aware of the thoughts. And now you're actually even more aware of how abundant you are. Everything's taken care of right here, right now. As it always will be and always has been right here, right now. You have enough. You are enough. You're not striving, trying to prove, trying to force, trying to push and pull. You are literally right here, right now, where everything is really okay and pretty darn great.
Yeah.
And then from there, you're aware of the thoughts, where now the thoughts are not running you. You can even discern, okay, what one thought that passes by, what it feels like. Is it, and even how it affects you, your body, beyond just being in action and reaction mode. You're able to see it, scan it, be aware of it, and decide, which thought really benefits you?
Yeah.
And once again, your body, mm-hmm. your mind, and your world.
Yeah.
And then, oh, go ahead, please.
First of all, there's something so important I want people to really hang on to for a minute. And it's part of your beautiful story and journey. And it's, I know it's only a small part. I know this short interview, and of course you'll come back. But you and I have something very interesting in common. We both experienced what the world would call a debilitating illness of sorts. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I saying that everybody has to go through this? I don't know the answer to that. I know for myself, I had to go through it. I went through 10 years of it, 6 months after saying yes to do the show. But wow, what have we learned along the way about the relevance of now?
Mm-hmm.
So much, William, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, you know, Dr. Pat, when we're sitting there and we're being given the death sentence for the eighth time, where the scientists, bless their hearts, because they're doing everything they know how to do and more, pushing the envelope, doing what they've been taught to do. And, you know, they mean well, but some things are beyond science comprehension. And where we're sitting there being told this, and where the bills don't matter anymore, car payments don't matter anymore, arguments with your mom, dad, partner, siblings don't matter anymore. The only thing that matters at that mm-hmm. point is, will I, am I, can I take another breath?
Yeah.
Is my heart going to continue to beat or not?
Oh my God. Look, I want to stop for a minute because you and I also have something in common. We decided to take a message out on the airwaves. You have a phenomenal podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
I mean, take a look at this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see myself as special or different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a kid, grew up in New York. I stuttered. I was actually doing an interview early today, and we were talking about family issues. And what do you think happened during the middle of the interview? I stuttered. But
exactly.
But look at something pivotal captivated your heart and soul to point you in the trajectory you're in now.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And what do you think the relationship is between that and the fact that you decided to enter the airwaves?
I would say clarity, integrity, no agenda, except sincerely. And I use the word integrity here, Dr. Pat, because it's the integrity of your being, my being, that we're not doing it for popularity. We're not doing it because we want to have a personal gain. We're doing it because we genuinely care and have passion, compassion, and love for the whole of humanity.
Yeah.
And when I look at that, it's to also hopefully assist humanity one by one to not have to get to the breaking point of what either one of us have experienced to wake up.
Oh my gosh. And you know what I love about this? First of all, I want to make sure people do know, how do they find out about you? How do they tune into your podcast? Because I got to tell you, sharing is caring on this network.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the best way to contact us would be to go online to WilliamLinville.com. And we have a new website we just launched, an updated one that it will have everything, an events page and our podcast and everything else that you could be a part of.
Yeah. And let's talk about some of the events you're doing, because one of the things I do is clueless about. See, John DeMartini knew this. I didn't even understand what he was saying to me at the time. And by the way, I was in so much pain for 10 years on air. The only thing that kept me alive was buying lots of airtime and just showing up here. But now you are doing something to help people. You have an online course coming up, don't you?
Yeah, it's called Expanding Your Presence, and that's going to start at the beginning of March, and it's a three-month program. It's called Expanding Your Presence and Being and Becoming Your True Self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cover a lot of things, embracing and becoming yourself as creator incarnate, which is really no longer like, it's like not a belief, it's more of a knowing and an acceptance, an unveiling, an embodiment, and then accessing and connecting with your higher self, or call it your creator benevolent, your creator source consciousness, your guidance realms and your knowingness, and reclaiming yourself, resolving and dissolving really any and all misperceptions of yourself, of the world. It's kind of like what we were talking about earlier, you know, going into the 80% of the mind, which is a sub-psyche, and then the 20%, which is the conscious mind. You know, we got to start somewhere. So we start looking at positive thoughts, negative thoughts, but then we go beyond what's driving those thoughts through the sub-psyche, and then the emotional calibrational lattice work and all these things that have been the undercurrent of what's created our whole perceptional identity and reality in our world.
And, you know, part of this today, too, is there's a message, and I want to really get to this, too, because, you know, when I talk about being here now, I can't tell you how many people roll their eyes. Okay, whatever they do, right? Because I think that for a long time I was part of that. But there's the moment of the present that you're in, and I have a daily practice I do. Every day I wake up and I talk to the God creator of my understanding, and I ask one question. Shut my eyes. I do it the same place in my house every day. I'm a little bit boring like that. Mm-hmm. And I stand up and I say, okay, God creator, what is mine to do today?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's open your dang mail.
Exactly.
Other times it's, you know, you need to plan a trip to visit your friend. And I think these are things that we may get, but help us understand that we will get information, and that information can be a guidepost to a place that may not seem logical, but inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, what I'd like to, through this program and other things we offer, you know, it's one of these things where we step back, we, like I was playing with earlier, close your eyes, focus your eyes towards your third eye, your conscious to your heart, and just feel rather than think. And where from there, that's a major beginning point, because you're getting the mind out of the way. The mind's your friend. It's the thoughts, beliefs, the egoic states that have been created by beliefs and pinned up emotions that have gotten away and taken you away, more away from you. But, you know, there's reasons, the cause, cord, recording effects. It's not good, bad, or indifferent. And but it, where it brings us back to your, you know, your source, where now you can look at things clearer, more objectively. And then from there, you're connecting with your heart. From your heart, going, bringing your consciousness up to your throat, through your third eye, through the crown, all the way through the mass collective consciousness, the astral planes, to the sun, connecting with the sun, even going beyond the sun, into your creator source intelligence, holding your consciousness there, and letting the eyes just start, they'll start to flicker, because you're going in also into the theta brainwave, which is the pure brainwave, a pure manifestation. And it's not, this is not you leaving your body, it's you expanding through your body. And then you'll start to find even your body starts to regenerate quicker, lighter, brighter. And then it's like another way, because each and every step we walk through there, we're raising vibrational frequencies that make you that clear and perfect conduit of divine love and truth in which you are.
Yeah. That was so beautifully and amazingly said. And you know what I love about this? And please, you know, people will be able to find out more from you. They listen to the podcast. I mean, this isn't the essence of what you're doing to help us. I want to use the word understand, but it's quite more than that, because that place that you just mentioned, I know what that's like, but I didn't have a word for it. I didn't have an understanding of it. in my terms, it is such a breath of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the word. I don't think we have a word for it in the language, right? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I call it isness.
Thank you.
Because it's something, there's no box for it.
There's no box.
Yeah.
But boy, tell me if I'm wrong on this. Once, as an individual, you can experience this.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go back. And what I mean by that is, at least in my experience, and I'm just pointing out one way that you just talked about. There are others that you talk about that you work with people on. But something changes inside. Mm-hmm. Am I right with that, William?
You are totally right, because I use the analogy like, once you go there, it's like you can try to go back to your comfort zone. You can try to go back to this, that, and the other. But the analogy I give is like trying to go back to putting on your baby shoes. You can keep trying. It's going to hurt. It's really going to hurt. It's not going to work until eventually you're going to say, I surrender. And you're going to, because there's no going back from that state. You're only going to continue to expand. And then you start to notice you become more amplified and even more and more, you know, sensitive, you know, clairsentient, clairaudient, you know, all these labels. But the truth of the matter is you become more expansive, receptive, expressive, lighter, brighter, and more open as an instrument and a conduit. Because there's no, you reach these higher vibratory levels, there's no going south. You're going to continue to wake up. It's like waking up. You can't go fall asleep again. It's impossible.
Yeah. See, this is what I love about this. I can't tell, William, and please, I know you'll come back. We'll talk about it. I don't understand if it was the chicken or the egg. I don't think anybody does. I don't know if I started a pathway of this, you know, on my first vision quest, didn't understand it, or if my illness and then sort of my blacking out and all of those things that people say when you kind of stop breathing, I don't know which it is, or if it's been a series of things. Mm-hmm. But what you're bringing to the forefront is we can do this without the event.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it without that drama, right? I'm talking about myself. You don't have to take a 10-year healing journey like I did.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what you're helping people with now, because we need it now. We have never been in a place in my lifetime where we are so bombarded by mm-hmm. so much stimuli from the outside world. We're just coming off of 3 years that nobody can make sense of. And people are feeling this hole inside. You see what I'm saying, William?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so beautiful that they're feeling that void inside of themselves, because, yes. You know, putting it in perspective, 3 years ago, 5 years, 10 years, you know, many were so identified that that void was just normal. So they weren't even aware of it. And it's like you look at world events, earthquakes, tsunamis, fires, tornadoes, everything else going on around that literally, you know, volcanoes, it's all happening in denser pockets on the planet. The planet itself is also collapsing those denser layers, which is allowing for more like the old energy, the old consciousness, the old paradigm to literally be.
I love it.
From the planet, but more light coming in.
Yeah.
And then the soul levels that are being lifted up and all this other stuff going on politically, religion, blah, 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 all of that stuff being broken down and once again exposed. And so where now you're, that emptiness you're feeling is technically the absence of you that is now being made obvious, and now right back, I'll call it back more on track than ever, and filling it with yourself, not all your mom's voice, your dad's voice,
yeah.
The teachers, the rabbi's voice. It's more your voice coming in your own personal union, communion as creator incarnate with yourself.
I hope you'll come back for an hour.
Yeah, I would.
And let's do a show called The Absence of You.
Hey, bring it on, baby.
It came right from you right here. Because I don't even know how we thought we were going to do this in a half hour. But this is where the healing is needed here, right? Uh-huh. It is this place that Dr. Jean Houston mentioned to me a long time ago, but you have been able to articulate this in ways that I know represent another dimension, yet you're so beautifully eloquent at the way you bring it to everyday life. I hope you'll come back one more time. Please give out your website, William. And thank you. It's been such an honor. Thank you so much.
Oh, and likewise. And you named the time, I'll be here, sweetheart.
I will.
And this has been awesome and a blast. And the information is William Linville, LINVILLE.com. And love to be back and love to connect with you.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure Linda does it for an hour because I'm just warming up on this. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Everybody, please go to the website. William also has courses on there. He's got a brand new website, ways for you to connect. And remember what he just said about the absence of you, that feeling. Remember that. Hold on to that. Because what that means is that there's a showing up that's possible, and he will help you get there. William, thank you so much for everything today.
And you too. Big time, big time. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You bet. Pacey, thank you. All of you, we're not done yet. We got another show coming up on Transformation Talk Network. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.